Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Hurricane Ion is moments away from a second U.S. landfall. The latest on Ion's path and future course coming up. Also ahead, a pair of film superstar miniseries get moving. Community the movie rolls at last. Our classic trivia question, and AMC Network steps up while Google steps back. The takeaway of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Spotify, and other leading podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Thank you for joining us for a unique edition of the program All About TV's Current and Future, with special coverage off the bat on the latest on Hurricane Ian or Ian. Take your pronunciation pick. 61 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. Our thoughts and prayers go already to the people who are dealing with the storm currently out of Florida and the people who will be dealing with the storm in the hours ahead. We'll get to all that shortly. And we want to hear from you. What's your thoughts about the coverage of Hurricane Ian so far on the broadcasting cable networks or your thoughts about TV overall? Well, we want to hear you, so give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn Radio. And we have our chat room business. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the room or the phone to communicate. Either way, we hear you and we interact with you. While the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you and us. Let's go right and give you the latest on Hurricane Ian or Ian. Right now, it is still a Category 1 hurricane. It is packing winds of up to 85 miles an hour. It is moving north at 15 miles per hour, and it is just south of Charleston, South Carolina, and the Carolina coastline. Right now, we believe, and so does the Weather Channel, which gave us the latest information, that Ian is going to hit at any moment. I repeat, at any moment, the eye of the storm is supposed to make landfall. The second time in the United States, first several days ago, was in Florida. It will hit north of Charleston, south of Myrtle Beach. That is the latest guess at the moment. Of course, weather can change at any time, so keep that in mind. Also, you should know that heavy rain is already happening in portions of southern Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, et cetera, et cetera. And in the last hour, light rain has started outside of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Now, the latest word on the eye of the storm is that after it makes landfall, it will move up into the center of South Carolina, then the western half of North Carolina, and by this time, tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, it will be in the vicinity, that's the eye of the storm or the remnants of the storm, which will either be a tropical storm or a tropical depression in Roanoke, Virginia. So again, at this hour, Ion is scheduled to make landfall at any moment, probably within the next hour or two, somewhere between Charleston, South Carolina, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. If you are in that area and you're hearing us, hunker down. If you can, you may have a little bit of time, very little time, to move to higher ground. If you can, go. If not, hunker down and stay in touch with Blog Talk Radio, other in our radio sources, the Weather Channel, et cetera, and they will keep you posted. So that's the big picture right now with Ian or Ian. Now, when it comes to our area, the New York City metropolitan area, here's where we stand at the moment. According to the Weather Channel, this is as of about an hour ago, the rain, the outer band rain from this weather phenomenon will start overnight, roughly between midnight and 1 a.m. Eastern time. It will be a heavy rainstorm for the first half of Saturday. And by noon Saturday, it will turn to showers. Right now, the expectation is, and this was as of this morning, watching the forecast on WCBS-TV, the CBS station here in New York, of 1 to 2 inches by noon. Then it will go to showers. The rain is expected to end early Saturday night. That's the first part of the rain, the outer band. Now, we're supposed to get more rain in the form of showers from overnight, Saturday to Sunday, to early afternoon. That's the latest forecast. And then a third and final band of rain will be coming our way in the form of showers Monday a.m. and wrapping up Tuesday. At this point, and this is for all of our Jewish listeners who are getting ready to mark Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, on Tuesday night, so far, it looks like the weather will be dry, will be clear. that the remnants will be out of here by, for good, by Tuesday afternoon. That's the latest. Of course, stay tuned to your local forecast, the Weather Channel, other weather, AccuWeather, other weather sources, and they'll keep you up to date. Of course, I'm sure that many of the producers and hosts of Blog Talk Radio, SpeakerTune Radio, will, as well as the iHeartRadio Network, will as well. So once again, we're waiting for this storm to hunker down and finally make its final landfall here in the United States between Charleston and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, anytime, at any moment, literally, between now and roughly 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Central. Again, love to hear what you have to say. Oh, before we move into television news, I want to say this about the TV coverage I've seen so far. Some of it has been absolutely fantastic. It is focused on where it needs to be, which is how Florida government officials are responding, how the Florida public is responding, the incredible rescue efforts, the courageous rescue efforts that are causing the miraculous all over the state, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Jacksonville to Tampa to Naples, Florida. The rescues have been absolutely amazing. And congrats, really, above and beyond the call of duty to the max by everyone involved. And we're talking about volunteers, people assisting in more from more than 35 states that have descended upon Florida to make a difference with their fellow human beings. I think CBS has done some wonderful coverage, headed by David Begno, who I think is one of the best broadcast news correspondents around. His coverage on CBS Mornings the last few days has been tremendous. He lets the facts speak for themselves. His colleagues, Manuel Bareka, Matt Oliver, have done really good work. Norah O'Donnell's done some good work on the CBS Evening News last night. And some of the other broadcast stations and networks have done very, very, really, really good work. I will say this, the weathercasters and some of the anchor people on CNN and MSNBC have not done very good work. This is not the time to put a climate change argument, pro or con, into the coverage. It's time to focus on the storm, its impact on people, and how they are dealing with it and dealing powerfully with it. It is not the time to raise climate change arguments or to go political to see what the government is doing, versus, you know, how he's doing in terms of getting federal state resources and so on and so forth. And by the way, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida administration, in my opinion, has done an absolutely incredible job. He's being very straight with the people. He is doing press conferences as much as he can every day. He'll do more. He's been very much available to the press. The Florida government is a model example right now of how you respond to an emergency and how you make sure that you touch every base and cranny possible. So kudos to the people in disclosure. My parents live a good chunk of the time in Boynton Beach. And I'm happy to say, I checked with my parents last night, Boynton Beach has been spared a lot of damage in other parts of the state of Florida. And now some news notes. A pair of scripted Dio series involving a pair of iconic movie superstars are ready to roll cameras. Former The Bridge star Diane Kruger will play Marlene Dietrich in a five-part saga adapted from a biography from Maria Riva, that's Dietrich's daughter. Kruger and Riva will co-executive produce. Separately, Archie, that's the name of the program, will track the career of Cary Grant, with Jason Isaacs playing the suave movie star. ITV Studios will make this miniseries with input from daughter Jennifer Grant and ex-wife Diane Cannon. They will serve as executive producers. And yes, community devotees, a movie will be made from your beloved NBC sitcom, and Peacock will play it. Writer Dan Harmon will write the film, with most of the 2009-15 cast reuniting, including Joel McHale, Ken Jeong, Allison Brie, and Gillian Jacobs. Suggested premiere date, late 2023 or early 2024. Now, quickies. Apple TV Plus viewers will finally see Echo 3, one of the first scripted series greenlighted when the mega content service turned on almost 3 years ago, November 23rd. Luke Evans and Michelle Husman co-star. Some 6 million people watched Ghost's second season kickoff last night on CBS. Elsewhere, 2.6 million caught Bounce TV's debut of new dramedy Finding Happy the previous Saturday evening. Pachinko producer Media Res will make a TV series out of Luminous, Sylvia Park's novel involving robot chicanery in a future unified Korea. And former ESPN and TNT basketball reporter and show host Rachel Nichols has landed for a new job at Showtime. Nichols will host and produce sports documentary specials and docuseries for the Pay Network, most of them focusing on the world of basketball. And that is news notes for today. Coming up shortly, we'll have our classic trivia question of the week, and we'll also have our takeaway of the week. A very special and solid event for AMC Networks, which was a big step up for their services, and and a big step backward in the area of video games and the television set for Google. We'll get to that as our takeaway of the week shortly. First, I want to let you know that we will have two episodes coming your way next week. We'll kick off October on Monday, and joining me will be the creator of what I believe will be BYU TV's first animated comedy series. It's called Saving Me. Aaron Johnson is the creator. He'll be with us as our lead guest. The show gets a special sneak preview over the weekend. It will premiere officially on Monday night. And you'll also hear about a plumbing service that's been available on Roku and other smart TV sets and devices for nearly 2 years. It's called Fieldhouse Entertainment Television. Mike Bazell is the overseer, and he will join us live in our second half hour. That's coming up on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And now it's time for our classic trivia question. We've been offering it all week. This is our third episode of three we're doing this week. We did Monday, we did Thursday, and today. And we still are looking for our second weekly winner in a row. Here's the question. On what 1971 CBS series did David Janssen of the Fugitive fame and Harry O and Richard Dine before that play a U.S. government agent? Incidentally, U.S. is part of the title. On what 1971 CBS series did David Janssen play a U.S. government agent? And U.S. is part of the title. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Please include your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first with the correct answer, you win. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post a question tomorrow morning on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. In order to win, you got to play in. So do so, and all the very best. Before we get to our takeaway of the week, I want to let you know that if you'd like to make a contribution to help the people in Florida, as well as the people in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, et cetera, they're going to be impacted now by currently Hurricane Ina, but soon will be the remnants of that weather phenomenon. You can make a contribution to the Red Cross. Go to redcross.org. That's redcross.org, and make a contribution that way. Also, there's a special fund in Florida. If you check Google or Yahoo, they'll tell you when it is. You can go there, and you can make a financial contribution. That is what, by the way, Ron DeSantis and the Florida state officials are asking for. They do appreciate your interest in sending food, shelter, food, gifts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, they are looking for just financial contributions, which will make the best sense at this moment. So, again, you can go to redcross.org. You can also go to the Florida Special Defense Fund that's been set up by Ron DeSantis' wife, who is overseeing that effort of the outreach. And check Google and Yahoo for all details on that. And whatever contribution you can make, it is greatly and deeply appreciated by the people who have been impacted by this incredible weather phenomenon that continues to make its mark on the eastern United States. Well, now it's time for our takeaway of the week, the development or two that came out this week that we think you should take away from as impacting the future of how you watch and use television. Two events took place within hours of each other on Wednesday that fit that bill. The first was Wednesday morning. It's been 3 years since AMC Networks has done an event similar to what they and other plumbing services, whether broadcast cable through smart TV sets, smart devices do, semi-annually in Los Angeles at the TV Critics Tour. Now, normally what happens is that at that tour, you have the critics gathered and the local press, and you have plumbing services showing their most unique recent programs. They'll bring the producers up, they'll sometimes bring the executives up and the talent up, and they will engage in, you know, here's why you should catch our show, here's how I do my character, that kind of thing. That was not the case with the return of AMC's annual Plumbing Summit, first one since the pandemic, here in New York. It took place at a interesting building in the middle of Brooklyn's Greenpoint District, about 8 minutes away from a subway stop, either the G train or the L train going to Manhattan. And what they decided to do was to separate most of the event, which was a half day, into four different panels. Rather than devote them on specific networks or specific shows, which would be the case in the TV Critics Association, AMC decided to tackle them by issue. One of the panels dealt with how African Americans are portrayed on television in all sorts of ways, love, relationships, their dealings with people who are not their color, et cetera, et cetera. And they used people and producers from AMC shows, from All Black, That's the specific programming service from the Urban Movie Channel that deals with African-American talent and African-American subjects. We've had a number of their shows on in recent months, as well as other services. Another panel focused on the use of horror as a safe space to deal with controversial issues involving racism, being gay, being lesbian, being transgender, class warfare, the environment, and so on. And again, mostly using both talent and producers from Shudder, which is the AMC horror movie and television service, programming service. Actually, a TV series programming service. The panels were very well moderated. It was great to see the moderators stay on point so that the subjects didn't get off the dime. It was a great space. Mother Nature provided some help with a wonderful, clear picture of the New York skyline from across the East River. If you wanted to take a break, you could at any time, even while the panels were going on. One side of the room, you had your choice of coffee, tea, various milk, half and half, regular soy milk. Soy milk, by the way, is marvelous. Or an oat milk. Or you could go on the right-hand side, and you could have a nice little breakfast, which included pretzel croissants, vegan banana nut muffins, and orange chocolate chip muffins. Wonderful food. And on the way out, if you wanted, you could pick up a lunchbox, including mine was a kale Caesar salad with a bean salad on the side. And you could also talk to the producers and the featured panelists, the stars of the shows, who were available in the red carpet area on ground floor. It was a terrific event. Went smoothly, very well organized. Kudos to Dan McDermott, the executive in charge of AMC Networks and AMC Networks and AMC Studios Entertainment. Also, Fairing Communications, the PR agency that worked with AMC Networks to set this up. It was very, very well handled. And even some of the sounds of the city, the room was not soundproof. So, yeah, from time to time, you got a siren going off, a motorcycle zooming down one of the side roads, or White Avenue, the main road that the building was on, or a fire engine going down, and it didn't faze anybody, panelists and moderator, one bit. Incidentally, you can read my wrap-up of this event right now at MediaVillage.com. They posted earlier today. That's MediaVillage.com, the Media Leadership website. Check it out. I hope you will. Now, on the flip side of the coin, that afternoon, that Wednesday afternoon, Google decided to run a blog post with an announcement. An announcement that their cloud gaming service, Google Stadia, would be phased out by the end of the year. It's very unfortunate because we're at a time now where more and more there is thinking about having games played on the television set where you, the viewer, don't have to use a console like a PlayStation, like an Xbox, you know, like an Atari. All you got to do is use your voice or voice remote, or you use a special wireless joystick controller, and you just aim it right at the TV set and play, play, play. And there's more and more games, services that are running on cloud gaming that make that happen, make it available on smart TV sets and devices like Amazon's Luna, like NVIDIA's GeForce Now, which has actually been around for several years on their NVIDIA Shield devices. And there's still the opportunity for Xbox to do its thing maybe by the end of the year. The problem to me with Google Stadia was not, I think, apathy on the part of game players. It was apathy on the part of Google. First of all, when you announce what you're doing in a blog post and you don't do any backup publicity, like, for example, hold an event in New York or Silicon Valley or somewhere that demonstrates what the service is all about, or do ads on television or on websites or elsewhere online that tell you here's where Stadia is available and what it does, of course you're not going to get people tuning in. It's really amazing to me that often, time after time, I have seen new products introduced by Silicon Valley companies where it's all done in a blog post and like nothing else happens. And when, for example, events happen like the Pepcom events here in New York or CES that showcases, you know, exhibits from various companies, Google's not around. They don't show Stadia. They never did. You know, I hope Google learned something from this, which is if you're going to launch a venture, particularly one that you hope will disrupt and impact an industry like video games, you can't just do it through a blog post announcement. You have to get out there and demonstrate it. You have to go to Best Buy. You have to go to a New York Technology Showcase or a Silicon Valley Showcase or a Los Angeles Tech Showcase or do a press conference. Or if you do an event like Google does sometimes here in New York, show Stadia and let the press see it and let the press know, particularly the TV press know, that you're out there. 9 out of 10 times, I have seen these ventures that just show up in a blog post and they go nowhere because you don't follow up. I got news for you. Words of the wise. Stop making announcements on ventures like this in a blog post. It goes nowhere. If you're not going to do the job, don't do it. Don't go blog post first. Make a public announcement. Show up somewhere. New York, Silicon Valley, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, somewhere. And make sure the press can talk to you and interact with you about it. Google should learn that lesson with Google Stadia. And a pretty good service. It just didn't have the promotional. And by the way, use television. You know, use online sites. Get out there. Go to Best Buy. You know, go to discount stores. Go to Walmart. Go to Target. Costco. Ollie's. Dollar Tree. Somebody. If you're going to get involved, if you're going to make hay big time. Google didn't, and now they're paying the price. And it's unfortunate because Stadia was, from the looks of things, a good service. And all it needed was a rev up, a big rev up in promotion and marketing. So with one event, AMC Network goes forward. I thought it went very well. And I'll tell you something, AMC Networks, this Sunday night, the launch of Interview with a Vampire, good thing, good move to do a announcement at that Wednesday event that they're going into a second season. Incidentally, earlier today, Daniel Feinberg, host of TV Top 5, chief TV critical hot reporter, gave Interview with a Vampire a very good review. And I understand that already the Rotten Tomatoes score is around 100. We'll see. There's a lot of critics have not come through yet. But I've seen some clips of Interview with a Vampire, and I'll tell you something. It will open up, I think, a great new era for AMC Networks. There's a big bet there that this will be a beginning of a brand new set of series that will incorporate the next big franchise for AMC with The Walking Dead wrapping up its flagship series this fall. So incidentally, Interview with a Vampire, first episode, Sunday night. On AMC, and it will also be, I believe, be simulcast on AMC Plus, their mega content service. Before we wrap things up, I did want to come back to something else. I mentioned on Monday that I was going to be on Sports Newswire, that is Sports Grid Network's daily sports information show, and that did not happen. We were supposed to go on Wednesday, and we had a big technical snafu. Unfortunately, I have an issue with my apartment window. My back apartment window, which is vertical and which has a lot of sunlight. And the sunlight, unfortunately, got into the picture. So, unfortunately, it was too much to get on the air. We canceled the segment. The good news is I'm going to be doing the segment from now on, starting on Tuesday, in studio. Sports Grid has a studio near Madison Square Garden, near Herald Square, and yours truly will be there on Tuesday for our next segment. So, again, you can catch me next Tuesday between 2 and 3 o'clock Eastern time. That's 11 a.m. to noon Pacific on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets and smart devices. We'll be talking about TV sports, subject matter to be announced. It's a lot of fun to do. I'm very excited about the opportunity to cover the world of TV sports there and also highlight what we do on Tomorrow Be Televised and on Media Village also. So, again, check me out next Tuesday in studio on Sports Newswire at 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific, on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets and devices. Finally, again, right now, the latest on Hurricane Ian, still a Category 1 hurricane, expected to make landfall at any moment with winds of up to 85 miles an hour. It's moving north at 50 miles an hour. It's south of Charleston, South Carolina, and the Carolina coast. Right now, it looks like it will hit between now and roughly 4:35 p.m. Eastern time, between Charleston and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. There is heavy rain going on right now in parts of Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, light rain in Northern Virginia, Within the next hour or two, it may start to hit the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. The eye of the storm is expected to make Roanoke, Virginia on Saturday night, Saturday afternoon earliest. Again, the forecast for New York is rain starting overnight by 1 a.m., heavy rain into early Saturday afternoon, then turning to showers. Then the next batch of rain will be overnight Sunday to early afternoon, maybe late afternoon Sunday, and then more showers Monday a.m. And the final batch of showers are the remnants of this weather phenomenon Monday night into Tuesday. By the way, the latest on Paley Weekend, which starts tomorrow afternoon, it looks good. They're going forward with it. Many of the events, by the way, are at the Paley Center for Media, which is on 52nd Street between 5th and 6th Avenue, close to the 5th. And hopefully they'll have tents and things like that that will shelter the outdoor areas as well. If you want more information, want to stay up to date on what's going on, go to Paley Weekend at WKND.org, Paley, P-A-L-E-Y, WKND.org. And I hope to be there at some point, either tomorrow or Sunday. And we hope to have one of the key people at Paley Center for Media on our show in October, which starts tomorrow, to talk about the future of the Paley Center now that pandemic has become an endemic here in the Big Apple. And it looks like things are starting to really move. They've got Paley Fest coming up in early October. They have the Paley International Council, which is a wonderful conference. It hasn't been presented live in 3 years, and much, much more activity. So we hope to have a special interview about the future of the Paley Center for Media on an upcoming Tomorrow Be Televised next month. Remember, we are back with you on Monday, regular hour, 3:30 Pacific. Joining me will be the creator of the new BYU TV All Ages animated comedy, Saving Me, Aaron Johnson, and from Fieldhouse Entertainment TV, available on Roku, other smart TV sets and devices, overseer Mike Fizell. If you came in late on today's episode, want to catch up an episode you missed, we have some wonderful episodes all September long, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out the podcast anytime this weekend. We're available. This episode is there within minutes, by the way, on Spotify, iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Google Podcasts, podcast.google.com, podvine.com, other leading podcast destinations. And we'll also be available on our website, tomorrowbetelevised.onpodium.com. That's tomorrowbetelevised.onpodium.com. Remember, tomorrowbetelevised is in hyphens between the words, .onpodium.com. Love to hear from you. What's your thoughts on where TV is at and where it's going? What do you think about the coverage of Hurricane Ian or Ian? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Enclose your name and where you're emailing from. Remember to use that for our weekly trivia contest. Also, we have a segment regularly called The Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that deserves attention, doesn't get it right now? Well, if you let me know, we'll give the attention and we'll give you the credit for it. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum. There 24 hours. And on Twitter at UBC Simon PWBT. That's at UBC Simon PWT. However you reach out, we reach back within 24 hours. That's our promise to you. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever. And please, if you're in the area of what is going on with this storm as it goes from hurricane to tropical storm, if you need to move to higher ground, do. And stay in communication with your local TV stations, cable channels, the weather channel, AccuWeather, etc., to get the latest information and really make a difference. And again, if you want to contribute money to the ongoing Red Cross effort for the people in Florida and elsewhere, go to redcross.org and check it out on the web, and they'll give you all the information you need. The views expressed here are those of the participants. Not say those of Blog Talk Radio and other services program. Andy Toe is BTR's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website service provided by On Podium, the Internet's podcast outpost. Guitarist Vegas is our web coordinator. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Please have a safe and sound and wonderful weekend ahead to kick off your October. And please keep your thoughts and prayers coming for everybody dealing with this weather phenomenon in Florida and the people who will be dealing with it in the hours ahead along the Carolina coastline, in North, South Carolina, Georgia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Please keep a thought for them and for people causing the miraculous to each other. We will be back on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio, Supertune Radio, and all of our podcast destinations. Whatever you're doing now and then, make it safe, and I really mean make it safe, and make it great. Be great to other people. They really want to hear from you and really be in communication with you. And if you haven't been vaccinated, see your doctor, check your medical situation, find out about all the alternative treatments beyond shots and boosters that are available to you, in some cases, to your local pharmacy, without a prescription, and free. And then, make a great choice, your choice. Till the next time, stay well and stay tuned.